The Gospel of Luke, then. Gospel of Luke, chapter number 5. You find that place you're able, let's stand together. Gospel of Luke, chapter number 5. Yeah. We appreciate the Lord helping us, and you find that place, let's stand. We'll do the best we can to give you what the Lord's laid on our heart. And we got several verses to read. And I want you just to pay good attention to the Word of God. We'll try to do the best we can. You pray for us. That the Lord help us. Luke chapter number 5, the Bible says it like this. As it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret, and he saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. He entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and he prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. He sat down and he taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. When they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. When Peter saw it, he fell at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. And when they brought their ships to the land, they forsook all and followed him. Heavenly Father, we bow our head before you one more time. And Lord, we will say it's good to be back at the house of God this morning. Lord, we're so thankful, God, that you've watched over us. And for a few minutes of time, I pray that God, you give us grace and that you'd help us. Lord, I pray that you'd breathe on the message today. And God, I'd ask you to help us to get out of our heart at just exactly what you put in it. Father, we know that, Lord God, no doubt about this, and to God, that we're depending and leaning on you. And Lord, if you'll show up and help us, it'll be good to be in the house of God. And Lord, no doubt there'll be folks here today that'll be able to get help. But Father God, if the Spirit of God doesn't do something for us, and we're all in trouble, we are reminded, Lord, and without you, we can do nothing. And so, Lord, we pray today, dependent. And Lord, not on the wisdom of men, and not on anything of that nature, but Lord, and we're just asking you by the good aid of the Holy Ghost that you'd part through the folks' flesh, and the Lord get right to their heart, to the Spirit, and do a work in our lives. And Lord, we thank you again for letting us come. And Lord, we sure do love you. We ask you now to help us, and Lord, we'll give you honor and glory. In Christ's name we do pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. And so you'll just have to listen for just a minute, and we'll get to where we're trying to get to. But y'all know that by and large, whenever we go out, I mean, honestly, the Lord's just put in my heart. I enjoy getting to go. I enjoy going to Africa. I got to enjoy getting to be with a lot of folks. But the only downside to it is that everybody ain't with us. Man, I'd like to go over there just sometime, and the whole group of us get to go. That'd sure be a blessing right there. Now, look here. You're going to have to help me out of this. It's not going to go very good. Some of you just staring at me, and I'm going to have to ask you to quit doing that. Amen. Let's just stop right there and everybody say amen. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Everybody say you came to worship the Lord. Amen. Amen. Oh, yes, thank God. Let me say this, friend. If you came for any other reason than to worship the Lord, you're probably in the wrong place. Amen. And so what we find is this. I mean, we've sat underneath trees with folks. I've met with other pastors. We've seen a lot of different things. But what I always think about is this. Yes, Lord, how can we go from that place and to come back to this place and put something in our hearts big enough that we want to see what God's done? I want you to look at what the Bible says. said here in verse number 10. A very familiar passage, no doubt. And they're getting ready to be called to follow the Lord. In verse 10 it says this, and so was also James and John the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. I want you to watch what he said. He said, Jesus said unto Simon, fear not, for henceforth thou shalt catch men. Boy, I thank God we've got the divine call that God has placed right here. I'd say this, friend, they're not trying to catch men with a Zebco, and they don't have an open face rod. They're not casting out a bait caster. They're not just going after one or the other. But whenever you throw out a net, you get in all kinds of them. Amen. Some you might be going after. Some you might have to throw them back. But thank God you're going after those. I got to thinking about this. Back in 19, the first time we went, for those of you that was here, way up there on the Lake Tanganyika, I brought back in everybody in this church. I got a little pebble. I wonder how many still got that pebble. Anybody in here? Boy, that's a I could run on that one right there. And so up there on that place where there was just a pebble and there was no church. And now there's a church and an orphanage. And now there's a school. And now there's about 500 that attended and worship the Lord today. And then the last time I went, I came back and I gave you some quacha. How many's got a quacha still yet? How were there's a few more of us that had one of them? And boy, I got to thinking about the value of that in our day. And then the whole time is here. That's just to pray and asking God, God, how can we get a hold of something that'll help our people? And right here was the text. I just go in a village and I'm on his eyes trying to follow the Holy Ghost, Brother Todd. And Brother Jones, I'd ask the Lord. I'd say, Lord, let me see something. That helped him. Lord, finally give it to me. And I'm going to preach on that this morning. If the Lord will help me by the aid of the Holy Ghost, I've got a net right here. And listen, this net probably don't look like a whole lot. As a matter of fact, you just don't know what kind of extent I had to go through just to get this thing. I mean, look here, friend. You didn't buy this at the Walmart. Amen. I didn't go down to somebody's place. But if you look at it real carefully, I got to thinking about, boy, just how precious that it had to be. This net's got little torn places. You can see all over where they've been amending on it. It used to be of no good. Matter of fact, on one part it's half black. On the other part it's red. But they took some time right in the middle of it to make it useful unto them. And I got to thinking about this net. I took it to my house the other day. I brought in that old bag. And there's some things that I got to thinking about. And the first thing you need to know, that God called us to be fishers of men. Amen. And so thank God. Listen, how you say, preacher, how are you going to do that? Well, I'm going to use a net. Amen. And I want you to listen real good. Hey, some things about this net that does not matter. I've never heard one person say, I'm not going to use that net. It don't look good. Amen. Let me go on record as saying this. Boy, thank God that God uses folks that don't look the best. I'm sure today, amen. I mean, everybody in here, look at this thing. I mean, that's sorry looking, ain't it? But I'll tell you what it'll do. It'll get the job done, amen. And the last time I checked in our day, when everybody's trying to be real flashy, when everybody's trying to put on a show, I'm glad the gospel still gets the job done, amen. Listen, thank God. I thought about this, friend. The first thing I thought about that net, is it don't look like much. But I'm glad it don't have to look good. Hey, folks at Tafa, I've told you this before, but I'm telling it again. Amen. I was thinking about an old fellow one time. I came up to Preacher Tim Enkelbarger, and he said, preacher, tell me about the Lord. He said, I started over there, and I got to tell him about atonement and reconciliation. He said, I took him down Romans Road and down the heavenly highway. And he said, at the end of that thing, he said, that old fellow looked back at me, and he said, young man, that's good. He said, now let me tell you what it means to me. He said, I once was blind, but now I see. I once was lost, but now I'm found. He said, the Holy Ghost got to help him. And he said, I realized right then, it was not in the words, amen. That's in the power of the Spirit. thank God. Oh, listen, friend, I got to fake it. How this net don't look good. I'll tell you this, thank God. If you were to grab a hold of it, this net don't even feel good. I'm glad, thank God, I don't go on feeling. Amen. Thank God. Hey, he's a feller out one time I was talking to, and this is what he said. He said, I like to wait till it feels right and to go witness to somebody. Well, I'll say this to you. You know when it feels right? Every time you're around somebody, in order to feel right, thank God. Hey, you said it's not always right. You'll not find that in Scripture. Amen. Hey, Apostle Paul said he ceased not for the span of 3 years had to warn everybody with tears. Amen. Hey, you know when it felt right? And whenever he got her out. And so I thought about, thank God, that thing don't look very good. And it don't feel very good. I'll tell you what else about this net. It don't smell very good. Amen. I brought this thing in the house. And they said, man alive. He said, that thing smells like fish. It stinks real bad. I tell you, Brother Bill, as soon as they said that, the Holy Ghost jumped in my heart. And said, if you're going to catch some sinners, you're just liable to going to have to get down to where they're at. Amen. Hey, look here, friend. And now you can have a clean net that smells good and a clean net that looks good, but it won't have no fish in it. Amen. But if you're going to go catch somebody, I'm talking about go down and get after it. Look at everybody, look up here at me. I want to help you. And I hope this will help you real good. Hey, you're probably not going to find most of the sinners sitting at Amazing Grace at 11 o'clock on a Sunday morning. Hey, you're probably going to have to go out into some places where you don't really want to go. Amen. I'm probably going to have to go down, thank God, and where there's some drug alleys and some drug addicts and where there's some drunks at. Oh, you're probably going to have to go. And you said, preacher, have that might get a little of that stink on me. It'll do you good, thank God. Amen. Amen. Have to get a little bit of it on you. Have these times we come home and my wife will say, honey, I say you smell like cigarette smoke. Or honey, you smell like, there's been times I've been witnessed. Have there's been times I've been witnessed. And there's been meth on me. There's been times I've been witnessed. There's been liquor spilled on me. And you might come home with a stain. But I'll tell you, thank God, I will have to go after sinners. Amen. And listen to me. I want you to hear me. And sometimes I'm afraid that the church has gotten so used to being clean and it's not interested in going after those that are dirty. But I say, thank God, and the house of God, and the place of God, and the people of God ought to be folks that are interested in sinners. Amen. Amen. Oh, yes. I mean, this thing don't look good. And boy, I got thinking about this. Hey, it was a time that this piece right here was completely, I mean, you can see it, it was completely torn off. And it ain't but probably about a 2-inch piece. I mean, 3-4 inches maybe by ever how far that is. We've been dealing in meters, so let's say it's 100 of them. I don't know. And I'll say it's his. This piece ain't very big. I know that's not right, all right? I want you to listen to me, friend. This piece ain't very big, but I'll tell you what. Whoever it was had this net before me. He thought that even this little piece was of such value and he didn't throw it away, but he sold it right back on. Amen. And I got to think and think, boy, listen, y'all do whatever you want to, but I'm sure enough glad there's been times in my life whenever folks may have been ready to throw me out or throw me away. How about the sweet Holy Ghost of God said, no, I ain't done using you to make a net. Amen. I'll tell you this, friend. Now listen, that's net right here probably ain't worth nothing to nobody in this room. I'll tell you this, listen, friend. If this was yours, you wouldn't have given a plug nickel for it. And then listen, I bought this one. Hey, but Brother Jones, I tried to buy another one. Hey, Brother Josh is with me. I walked in, and that's when the Lord put it in my heart. That's what you need. And I looked over at that fella Joe, and I said, how much for the net? Now, you got to understand, you can buy wheels off people's cars. Hey, Brother Dave, and them going down the road. Hey, you say, hey, I need that wheel. And they'd sell you anything they God. And I asked that fella, I said, how much for the net? And he said, not for sale. Boy, thank God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. I thought, friend, listen, hey, a lot of things that may not be worth much to nobody else. Have a friend, hear me today. That net meant something to him. I think the gospel ought to mean something to us. Ought to get down on the inside of our heart and say, amen. Listen, he didn't give me a price. He just said,
it's not for sale. Amen. I want you to listen to me. Look up here, friend. I thank God what we got ain't for sale. Amen. Amen.
I want you to listen. I got thinking about that fella sitting there holding that net. I mean, that's all they done, the men. I got Miss Beth every day. I saw young men go out and fish. And I seen young men, older men. I mean, I never did see a lady go fish. I seen the men go out and do the fishing. Hey, it's a whole other message right there. But let me park while I'm right there and say, help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth. It'd be good to have some men interested in going after some fish. I'll tell you this, friend. I mean, I got to look at this. Now, I want you just look at it with me. Would you look at it with me? Hey, some awful big holes in this thing. And you know what they do every time there's another hole? Hey, this one right here is a real big, and that's a pretty good sized hole. Y'all agree with that? I want you to listen to me. I want you to hear me real carefully. Hey, it's probably been a time in everybody's life in this room that you've been ripped open so much. Thank God, listen, you couldn't have caught nothing in that thing. But I'm glad God didn't just throw you away. I'll tell you what it does by the aid of the Holy Ghost. That takes out just some little string, some little thread, and he begins to sew that thing up. I'm glad, thank God. Y'all leave me alone. I'm glad, thank God, that the Lord God in heaven has made it possible for us to be fishers of men. And I'm going to go on record and say, thank God I got caught one day. Amen. I mean, what a blessing, friend, that the God of heaven would come after me and he'd come after you. Amen. I want you to watch this. I'm going to give you just three or four things and I'll be done. I start thinking about a lot of things in this scripture and a lot of things. I can tell you this. You'll not never catch a fish on dry land. It'll just not happen that way. Amen. I mean, that's not going to happen. Hey, you can throw it all day long on dry land. I grab that thing and throw it all day. I mean, from now till the Lord comes right here. And you know how many fish I'm going to bring up in this thing? I mean, look at me, friend. You know how many fish I'm going to bring up in this thing? I mean, I can throw it all day long. I can just do this all day, every day. And you know how many things are going to be in it? At the end of the day, not nothing. Amen. Hey, but boy, if I throw this thing down in some water, I put it where there's a need. And the one thing, listen, the one thing I was hoping I didn't hear this whole week is the one thing I heard. I thought I'd got by all week long. Hey, words that eternally haunt me. And I thought I'd made it all week long and without having to hear them. And I thought, thank you, Lord. And I got ready to step outside of one village. And Steve, this little girl came up to me and she said, I'll see you tomorrow. And the boy, she said that. I thought, Lord, that's the only thing I didn't want to hear this whole week. I didn't want to have to look at somebody that was saying, would you please come back tomorrow? I cast the net one more time. I send it over to my family one more time. Oh, I know, friend. I know in America that we've heard the gospel so many times. We've had it cast over our lives and cast over our home. Out of where half the folks that are saved don't even believe in the power of God. But I'm telling you, they steal some folks. Hey, you go walking by, I'd knock on a door. This lady said, are you here to share the good news? I said, absolutely. I said, hold on just a second. And before I knew it, I had about 30 of them. And she said, preach, preacher, amen. I thought, thank God. I ain't never heard that in Jamestown, amen. There ain't never been a time that I've knocked on somebody's door. I said, hold on, let me go get my neighbors and you preach to us, amen.
You know why? We don't care about the net no more. And listen, friend, it shows. It shows. We're going to show up to heaven one day, and we're not going to have nothing in our nets. And that's the message I want to preach on this morning for the Lord to help me. Is your nets empty? Is your nets empty? How many in here are saved by the good grace of God, and you know it? I mean, without any question in your heart, you know you're born again by the good grace of God. Now, the next question is this. How many folks you got in your net? I mean, what you got in this thing? It's good to come in here and shout her out and do all those things. I thank the good grace of God for it. There's four missionaries I got to thinking about. And boy, they cast out a pretty good net, and I'm sure glad they did. Let me tell you the first missionary I ever thought about. I think the first missionary that you'll find in your Bible. A missionary simply means this. That's somebody that went out to complete a mission, to do what was commanded. I thought about the first missionary that I ever found in the Bible. He is a good net. Amen. That's not Hudson Taylor or Adoniram Judson. That's not William Carey or any of the rest of them. How about you understand there was a time that there's a feller sitting up on the fair banks of heaven. Everything was going well. How the angels were singing holy, holy, holy. How everything was going perfect around him. But thank God he knew there was a need on the other shore. He said, thank God, in order for me to meet that need, I'm going to have to go down and leave where I'm at and go to where they are. And in the fullness of time, God sent forth his son. I've got to thinking about this. He cast out a mighty wide net. Y'all agree with that? I tell you how big his net was. Hey, thank God, listen. It covered the whole world. Amen. I mean, what a net. And when the Lord God came down and left all of glory, and came in the flesh, and God veiled in the flesh. He done it, friend, that he might gain the whole world. Amen. Oh, listen. I got thinking. Now, listen to me. The Lord got to come down. He had to leave his home. He came down for those that he loved. Now, if I was him, I'd have got the good fish, and I'd have thrown back the rest of them. Wouldn't you have done that? I mean, I got to think, I was sharing this with somebody on the plane ride up. You get about 5,000 feet, Bill, and you look down, you can't even see nobody no more. I mean, you can see cars, and they're about this big, but you can't see no individuals. And we're about 5,000 feet up. Can you imagine being all the way up into the third heaven and being able to look down and still see every thought of man? Know how many hairs is on their head? And the Bible teaches us when he came, and he came for the whole world. Amen. And the Bible said for God. And thank God, Brother Josh, read it in John chapter 3 verse 16. For God so loved the world. Amen. I'm glad I was a part of the world, ain't you? Thank God. And so the Lord come down and he cast his net. I got thinking about this. You say, preacher, how did he get anything in his net? I'd say he done pretty good, wouldn't you? Amen. I mean, he came down and for 33 years lived a perfect life. And when he died on the third day, when he rose up, Nathaniel, and you know who came up with him? He brought the first batch in his net. I told her over his shoulder. Matthew chapter 27. And many of the bodies of the saints arose. Amen. And he took them back with him. But that's not all he's got in his net. Ever since that time, not just the Old Testament saints, but the New Testament church, there's going to be another resurrection. A time when the Lord is going to take us all back. I say, thank God his net wasn't empty, amen. Listen, friend, if you're going to do something for somebody, first it's going to have to get in your heart. You know why folks don't do nothing for nobody? They don't have nobody in their heart. You get it in your heart and you'll start to do something with your hands. You can't help it. You can't help it. I thought about the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm sure glad that he went after the whole world. But then I got thinking about this. I'm glad for the Apostle Paul. He's a pretty good missionary. This fellow I was talking to, and he said, well, brother, he said, how in the world do you get folks to go after missions? I can tell you the answer to that, Chase. You realize that if it wasn't for missions, you wouldn't be saved.
That's right. Amen.
I wish I had a little more help on that one.
Amen.
Amen. If it wasn't for one day a missionary saying, can you imagine them sitting over there in Jerusalem saying, we're not going to support them old missionaries, so they don't do nothing, but hey, you know, they go out and beg people for money. And then all of a sudden here came the Apostle Paul, and he said he didn't ask nothing of nobody, went out as a tent maker. He said, I'm not no missionary. I'm going to go across the sea and take the gospel, amen. And you know why you're saved in Jamestown, Tennessee? Because he took the gospel across the Mediterranean, and then somebody took it from the Mediterranean and they took it across the Atlantic, and somebody took it from up in Jamestown, Virginia, and they brought it down to Jamestown, Tennessee, and you're saved today because somebody cast out a net. Now here's the question. What do you got in yours? If right now your life's over, who do you got in your net? Say, we find the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me share this with you. And I'm going to be done. We find the Lord Jesus Christ. First of all, he got creation in his net. Find the Apostle Paul, got the castaways in his net. One of my favorite missionaries is the most unlikely of them. John chapter 4, one of my favorite missionaries. She doesn't even got a real good message. It's not doctrine real good. She said, here's what I know. Come see a man.
Yeah.
Here's what happened. She went down with an empty pot hoping to get it filled.
Yep.
She didn't get her pot filled, but she went down with an empty heart that she wasn't concerned about. She ended up with a filled heart and still had an empty pot.
Yep.
Y'all listen to me? You know what happened that day? The Lord cast out his net. And he got a little Samaritan woman that nobody wanted. And you know what she did once she got inside the net? She said, boy, it feels so good to be inside the net. She said, I'm so glad I'm a part of that.
Yeah.
So I believe I'll go tell everybody I see about it.
Yeah,
and she went and told everybody she's seen. She said, right. Come see a man. Which told me all things that ever I did. You know one by one what they all done? They came to where she was because she cast a net. I wonder how many folks in this room's concerned enough about their community to cast a net. I'll tell you this. Don't nobody get. I've got three new jobs. Got three jobs. Y'all help me right here. I found three jobs that I want us all to have. Y'all listen to me. I'll take applications at our church. First job, I find that they had these three jobs in the Zambian church. First job was the high sheriff. Anybody that didn't get right, any of the kids wasn't acting right, any of the adults wasn't acting right, anybody getting up trying to move, they had sticks. And they hit them with them. I'd like to have that job. You probably would too, a time or two. I was all right. That blessed me a little. I tell you who really blessed me. I got to preach in one of the churches. Brother Bill, this is what happened. The Lord is my witness. This is how it happened. We'll find out the judgment seat of Christ. This is how this happened. They got ready to call the choir up. Now everybody's going to get mad. I'm probably going to kill the meeting right here, but I'm going to say it anyway. They called the choir up. And there's a teenage girl got up to get ready to get in the choir. And her skirt was a little short. It was a little tight. You know what happened? There's an old lady about 70 years old, had a head dressing on her head. And she took that head dressing off her head. And she intercepted her on the way. And she wrapped that thing around her waist. And it drug the ground. She patted her on her shoulder. She said, now you can go.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
What about that? That make anybody else as happy as it did me. She wasn't being ugly. She wasn't trying to be ugly. Hey, look here. And that girl didn't take it ugly either. Just got dressed right. How many times, Brother Savage, do you reckon that'd have to happen before everybody did it? I told you I'd kill it right there. I knew I would. And the third thing was this. I found out there was folks that was so concerned about their community that they was begging us to go from house to house. You know what we'll do Tuesday night about 6:30, 1600 Broom Street, 1564, whatever our address is here. You know what we'll do Tuesday night about 6:30? We'll meet up because there's some folks in our community we're concerned about. And we'll go out and we'll knock on the door. And some of them will shut the door and some of them won't be interested in it, but that's not my problem. My responsibility is to take this net and to cast it as far as I can cast it. Now, I promise you this, if you ain't going from place to place and door to door, you probably ain't getting nothing in your net. All right, last thing. I didn't mean to kill the meeting on that one, but I did, and that's all right. I'm preaching. I'll stand in judgment seat of Christ for it, okay? I'll give you the last place I want you to think about. Some people can cast their net over all of creation. That's not you and that's not me. Some people can cast it over all the castaways, a whole group of people. That's not you and that's not me. Some people can get concerned and cast their net over their community. That is you and me. But you know who I really got to thinking about, really blessed my heart? He's a mama in this Bible. 1 Timothy chapter 1 and Acts 16:1. You go find it. Look it up. Her name's Eunice. And the best I can tell, she didn't cast her net over a whole area. I'll tell you what she did do, though. She took that net and she threw it right over her family. She didn't even have a whole bunch of kids, best I can tell. She had one little boy and she said, I'm going to get him. Her husband was a Greek. That means they was in a divided home. Somebody help me right there. That means she didn't have support. Ain't that right? And she threw the net anyhow. That means, thank God, there's a time in her life she had to leave something and go after somebody. Now, I don't know if this stirs your heart like it does mine, but if I walk out of this thing right here and this has got a net full And there's not a Davis and an Evan and an Owen in this net. Y'all listen, is that all right if I name my boys? Y'all know who they are? Y'all know what I'm, you understand what I'm saying? When I'm going to cast my net, I'm going to cast it over 145 Brave Drive. And I want everybody inside that place to be inside this net. Amen. And that means that whenever I got to be a dad, I'm about done. You hold tight. I might hurt you right here, but I'll do it with love. Whenever I got to be becoming a dad, you know what I was concerned about, Brother Matt? I want every one of them to get saved. Amen. The Bible says this in 1 Corinthians, you'll find it, chapter 13. It said, when I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, and I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. You'll probably have to put away some childish things if you're going to try to get your family in your net. Y'all agree with that? Now I'm asking you, and I'm done preaching. Look up here. It ain't praying time right yet. I'm asking you this. You know, I've got one for everybody. I got one for everybody. And it's not one like that. But I just got little pieces. I thought some of them's bigger than others, and some of them's smaller than others. Eli, I've heard you request prayer for your baseball teammates. You keep throwing that net. Keep throwing it. Every time you swing a bat, you throw the net. Joe, I've listened to you. I mean, we've talked about all these folks we've went and visited. Some of them Jehovah's Witnesses. Some of them's Mormons. We just keep throwing the net. Pappy, I've listened to you many times talk about your brothers and your sisters.
Hey.
I don't know who's in your net. But sure enough, I'd like for us to grab a hold of all of them. I'm asking you this. Then when this thing stands and it's all done, I mean, it's all done, you don't want to show up to the Lord and say, Lord, I didn't even throw my net. You gave me one. I've got folks that I wanted in it, but I was too afraid to throw it. I don't know who all you got in your nets. I'm asking you this. Don't show up to the Lord with an empty one. Be a shameful day. Come sing. Let's stand to our feet. I've cleared my heart. I'm asking you this. I'll have everybody to have a net before this day's over. But I'm asking you this. Is your net empty? Is your net empty? Come play something, Melissa, whatever. But Donnie, if you're going to sing, you come sing. Say, preacher, if you only knew what my life was, well, I can tell you this, this net don't look like much, but it'll still get the job done if you'll let it. It'll still get the job done. It'll still do what's right. I'm asking you simply this. Who's in your net? God help us. As they play some song.